T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
To those who celebrate a very happy opening day eve. Good job by our guys in the midday. They celebrated opening day eve live from MLB Network. Now for Met fans, it's not really opening day eve because there's a really good chance that tomorrow's Met game is going to be rained out. Keep it right here. As soon as we get information from the Mets on what their plan is for tomorrow and subsequently Friday, we will let you know. Obviously, the forecast is not very good, but I've got good news. There's a dome in Houston. So the New York Yankees are 1,000% opening their season tomorrow against the Houston Astros. They made a trade acquisition earlier today that made me very excited as a Met fan because you took a Met killer away from the Marlins and you got yourself a good little ball player in John Birdie. More on that later. Jordan Montgomery is not a Met or Yankee. More on that later. A very special surprise appearance from Bad Tiki on a Wednesday. He changed his schedule around because the Yankees are playing tomorrow. So Bad Tiki will join us coming up at 4:30. And I promise you, right at 5:50 today, the way we are going to celebrate opening day eve is with what we call the John Sterling Grand Finale. What is the John Sterling Grand Finale? You've never, ever heard it before. It's unique to radio, and you will hear it at 5:50 today. And you'll either love it or you're going to write angry letters to Spike Eskin. There's no in-between. With that said, hi, Tiki.
Hey, what's up?
Did you hear Saquon Barkley decided to respond to you?
I did. He was really talking about his transition to Philadelphia.
Transition.
I got thrown in there a little bit, but it's all good.
Yeah, he talked about a lot of other things, but he was on the New Heights podcast with the Kelce brothers. And out of fairness to the audience, out of fairness to Saquon Barkley, we're going to give him the open floor to listen to what he had to say in response to what Tiki said a few weeks ago. If you're new around here, we were having a conversation prior to Barkley leaving the Giants for the Eagles, in which Tiki did a great job representing Giant fans by saying, hey, you can go there, but if you go there, understand what comes with it. You're dead to me. That obviously took on a life of its own. Saquon Barkley wasn't happy on social media. But now, with a few weeks kind of gone by, him truly now being a Philadelphian, he sat down with the Kelces and he explained some thoughts. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to what Saquon had to say. We will pause it every once in a while so Tiki can respond. I can respond to what Saquon said, but no editing. Just full Saquon Barkley, we respond. So ladies and gentlemen, from the New Heights podcast down in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, here he is, former Giant, he's dead to us, Saquon Barkley.
That was my big thing with, you know, Tiki. My thing with Tiki. It was like, what he said, was like, you're an ex-running back. Like, you're an ex-NFL player. Like, I get fans being upset about me going to Philly. Like, obviously, they don't get the business out of it. Like, they're trying to really make it seem like it was me. Yeah, I picked the Giants over Philly, which...
Yeah, like, out of spite, almost. Like, it's like, come on.
I didn't have, like, first of all, the Giants didn't even offer me. Like, they didn't, like, it wasn't my option. I had four teams, but, like, the Giants weren't my option.
Yeah, that's wild.
But Tiki, like, you used that moment to, Like, it wasn't even what he said, because he was like, oh, tongue in cheek, or whatever he said.
Yeah, he's
it was
trying to be
week,
funny.
It was a week. It was a week leading up to that, before when it first came out that the Eagles and I had interest, and he's like, you're going to be dead to this fan base. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. It's like, I love seeing NFL guys. I love seeing OGs. I love seeing you guys. Like, you have a platform, and like, this is a place where, you know ball. You can talk. You can educate fans. It's like, maybe use that time to show, maybe this is why Saquon is going to Philly.
All right, time out.
You did that. You said it. I understand you're going to go for the most money. You're allowed to do it. If you do it, you get the money, and that's great and good for you. Take care of your family. But the repercussions are dead to Giant fans. Am I wrong?
Yeah. And so, look, to educate the listener, not that they need educating, because I think that most football fans are very aware of the lack of loyalty in the National Football League. We see this every season. Hell, Tom Brady won multiple championships with the New England Patriots, and at the end, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick didn't want him, right? This is a guy who's first ballot Hall of Famer. He got kicked out the door to go someplace else and win another championship in Tampa. So we understand the business of the game. And I think what Saquon is wanting me to do is be somebody that I was 10 years ago. I mean, I've been retired for 17 seasons. I am so much more a media member now, both covering games and being an opinion generator on this station, than I was a football player. I mean, it was a generation ago almost. I mean, literally, there are kids that were born my last year that are now going to college, right? So I get what he's saying, but I also have to react as Giant fans react, or how I genuinely feel when Saquon left us and went to the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, it is a business. We know that in football, it's constantly evolving, especially with skill position players. The running back, unfortunately, has become, let's call him, the odd man out. It's not necessarily fair, but it is the trend where the league is going, right? We saw this, probably the first inklings of this were when you started seeing quarterbacks in the shotgun all the time. So all of a sudden, you go from lining up with a fullback, running back, as we used to always say, dot in the eye, getting downhill, being tough as hell, 6'2 or 210, 20 pounds, getting 3 yards in a cloud of dust too. Yeah, that's really an inefficient play. Let's put the quarterback in the shotgun so he has more time to throw the football, and let's find ways to get our skill position players the ball in space, not running between the tackles, but the ball in space. That's when it started, right? That's when the running back started to become less important to offenses, and it just snowballed over and over and over and over and over again. So to Saquon talking about the money side of it, one, go get as much money as you can, right? Football is short-lived. You can do it for a decade, maybe, and then you have 50 more years to live, hopefully, if you live to your 80 years old. You have a lot of life, so go make as much money as you can. But fandom is real. I think that's what he and some current athletes miss. Fandom is the layman. It's the construction worker. It's the guy who has the 9-to-5, who's, you know, one or two moments of joy is rooting for his team or his favorite player on a Sunday. And when that guy leaves you, there is an emotion.
Especially when they leave you to go to a rival.
Exactly.
The guy who disgusts me the most in this, and we'll continue playing the audio, is that phony Jason Kelce, who I've said forever is a phony. Because Jason Kelce, look, Travis Kelce lives on another planet. Who gives a damn? Good for him. He's on another planet. Saquon Barkley, I'm not sure he gets it either. But Jason Kelce pretends. He walked around Philadelphia like he's the common man. He walked around Philadelphia like, I get you. I understand you. Remember when you used to take shots at Ben Simmons just to appeal to everybody in Philadelphia? He tried to pretend like he's a common man. He takes his shirt off. He shows his big fat belly. He's the common man. And then Jason Kelce sits there on his high horse in his podcast and is like, oh yeah, Tiki's trying to be funny. No, he's actually doing what you pretend to do. He's saying, hey, to Giant fans, you're dead to us.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You would know! You're the guy who's walked around Philly for a decade pretending to be Joe Philly. He's the guy that pisses me off the most because he's the guy you should say, I get Tiki. I understand Tiki.
Yeah, but you know
you
what?
Just proved you're the phony I always knew you were.
But it's not trendy to defend the fan.
Of course not.
And or the person.
Only when it's convenient for him, when he's kowtowing to the people of Philadelphia.
Or the defend the person representing the fan.
Right.
Because it's easy to look at the fan and say, you can't relate. And by the way, I've been saying this for decades, that especially the NBA player is unrelatable to the fan. The amount of money, guaranteed money, that they make puts them in CEO territory, the money they make over the course of their careers. The NFL player is starting to trend that way.
Right.
When you have quarterbacks making $50 million and wide receivers making $30 million, and this isn't in my day, we did it for the love of the game. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that when you can't see that a decision that you make affects someone's fandom, regardless of the reason.
Mm-hmm.
The reason doesn't matter, right? The decision you make affects a fan in a way that emotionally charges them, right? It lifts them. And I just responded to that, right? And not in a malicious way, because by the way, I love Saquon. I think he's an unbelievable player. I think he's going to be a pain in our ass for the next 3 or 4 years or whatever it is in Philly. And it's one of the reasons that Giant fans are so upset about it.
Of course.
Right? And so, I mean, he said it, even said it in this clip. I mean, we didn't play it because it was before this. But if he hadn't done anything in New York, if he was just like, he was a bust, he goes to Philly, we'd be like, yeah, good riddance, man. Who cares? But the fact that he was good,
yeah,
that he was one of the top players over the last decade that the Giants have had, it really hurts us.
No doubt. In fact, this is actually, we're going to continue listening to Saquon Barkley. I think he's about to get into that. So here's more from Saquon with that phony Jason Kelce and the On the Other Planet, Travis Kelce.
Maybe this is why Saquon is going to Philly. Or maybe this is why he's going to use it. The business side of it. Yeah. Use that to show. It's like I'm not saying you got to have loyalty to me because I don't care for that, to be honest. Yeah. But like, you are ex-NFL player. You are ex-NFL athlete. It's like, don't feed into the BS.
Okay,
it's like,
let fans do that. Stop it right there. Like, what is the BS? What feed into what BS?
That we're mad. We're not allowed to be mad.
That's
what he's saying. We're not allowed to be mad.
That's the part that I don't really understand what he's getting at. I am an ex-NFL player. I completely get it. when I was playing, we hated the Eagles, right? I respect Ike Reese and Jeremiah Trotter and Brian Dawkins and those guys. And now that I'm many, many years removed from playing, we can get together and look back at those days and talk about the battles that we went through. But in real time, I hated those dudes, man. They bothered me. I hated going to Philly. I hated the interaction with the fans. They would cuss and yell and everything at me. Like, that's real. So when he says, oh, I'm old school, well, I'm just speaking it like I lived it.
Yes.
Now, maybe it's all buddy-buddy in today's NFL. Like, oh, I know you. Hey, we hung out at somewhere else. Yeah, you're cool. I saw you on Instagram. Yeah, I followed you. You did this and then that. And I got you on my podcast and blah, blah, blah. We're cool. That wasn't the world I lived in. So to throw it back and be like, oh, yeah, man, he's an old head. He should know better. And in my day, it was different.
No, I get you.
It was different. And I get this. And again, I'm not knocking. I'm just saying it's different. Like, the fact that I should have educated people why he went to Philly. We all know why he went to Philly.
We all know that. We all acknowledge that. Look, and we've had a lot of discussions on the Giant decision, right or wrong, what they should have done, if they should have offered the money.
Part of this is on the Giant.
Of course it is.
Actually, more of it is on the Giant.
Look, they didn't want him back.
And we identified that pretty early on.
It's pretty straightforward. Like, you can go to Philadelphia, just like Pete Alonso could go to Atlanta or Philadelphia. Just like Juan Soto can leave and goes wherever he wants. But understand, where you go matters. And how you're going to be treated by your former fans will differ based on where you go. And if you don't care, that's fine.
Right. I got to look. I call games for CBS. And I try to analyze and I try to look at things. Oh, this is why this happened. Oh, this guard missed this block. Or he's supposed to do X, Y, Z. And this is why this play worked or didn't work. But I need to, because it's just me, call games as a fan would. Right, get excited at the moments that a fan would understand from the perspective of the listener, right? Not the national audience that is agnostic to this game, but the listener in, say, Detroit, or the listener in Baltimore, or the listener in New York. If I'm not calling a game from that listener's perspective, I'm not doing my job.
Mm.
Right? I'm taking this holier than thou 30,000 foot view of the game and saying, I know better than you. I can call this from on high. I can call this from the tower. And it's not relatable to me. When I listen to broadcasters that give this like very benign, non-emotional call, I'd rather listen to the radio. You know what I mean? Listen to the local like emotional reaction, because that's what sport is. If you take emotion out of sport and you're just going through the motions, like, what the hell is the point?
Right.
I mean, I'm serious. Like, I think about all the reasons that got me into football, and that's my brother and my friends, and then the rivalries that developed when I was at UVA, and the rivalries that persisted all my decade when I was in the NFL. Like now that I'm on this side, I would be fake if I didn't express it the way that I feel it. And that's, so take a knock at me if you want, because I want to be a fan. But if you're going to say my biggest crime is being a fan, then I guess I'm doing my job really well.
Yes, guilty as charged. Here's more from Saquon.
Maybe this is why Saquon is going to Philly. Or maybe this is why he's going to use it. The business side of it. Yeah. Use that to show. It's like I'm not saying you got to have loyalty to me, because I don't care for that, to be honest. Yeah. But like, you are ex-NFL player. You are ex-NFL athlete. It's like, don't feed into the BS. It's like, let fans do that. Like, they're supposed to do that. They're emotional. Honestly, if fans wouldn't be mad that I went from New York to Philly, that means I did nothing when I was in New York, whether was on the field or off the field.
Look, that is true. Mm-hmm. If you are a journeyman player, if you didn't contribute all that much for a team, we're not going to care when you go to a rival. Saquon Barkley was a very good Giant. He's not an all-time great Giant, but he was a good Giant. But when you go somewhere that's a rival, you open up the fact that we're going to be mad.
Yeah.
That we're going to be angry that you went there.
Right. It doesn't mean that we didn't love him when he was here.
No, and look, and the one thing I do appreciate from Saquon, is Saquon Barkley understood something that a lot of people in the media did not when this story came out. And that's the fact that you brought this up before he left.
Mm-hmm.
That this was a thing we talked about days before he left. It was a warning before it was an emotional reaction. And the warning was, yeah, the Eagles are interested. Yeah, the Texans are interested. And you can go to Philly because clearly the Giants aren't that hot for you. And clearly the Eagles may offer you the most money. And you absolutely have that right to make that decision. But there are ramifications for it. And if you don't care about it, if you don't care about Giant fans being angry, if you don't care, then go. Then it doesn't matter. Some athletes care. Some athletes care about their legacy. I've used Alonso as an example.
Yeah.
Like, Pete Alonso is not the greatest Met of all time. He has a chance to be. If he leaves, and I think DeGrom is very similar. If he leaves, Pete, whether it's the Mets' fault or his fault, and he goes to the Angels, right? And he has some good years in Anaheim. There's a chance Pete can come back to Citi Field 20 years from now and be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
But if Pete Alonso signs with the Phillies, watch this. He's going to be dead to us.
Right.
Same thing with DeGrom. Like, this is a thing.
Yeah.
And so Saquon had every right to go to Philly. I get why he did it. The money, the chance to win, all that. But it's going to cause that kind of anger. And you represented what the majority, not all, but what the majority of Giant fans felt in that moment.
Well, I think one of the things that it's hard in today's sports sphere to think about legacy, like to think about what it means to a fan base or to think about how people are going to remember you when it's all said and done. And especially in New York, where this, you know, once a Giant, always a Giant has always been a mantra, but the all time, you know, only were Giants. Those guys are revered.
Yes.
Right. And maybe it's different in other parts of the country, different teams. I'm sure for the Chargers means nothing because they're new there, but just think of another, like the Arizona Cardinals. Is it big to be an all-time, you know, player and stage your whole career like Larry Fitzgerald there? I'm sure. But it pales to what it means in a place like New York with the New York Giants.
No doubt.
And so that means something. And taking that into consideration is something that I did, that Michael Strahan did when he was a free agent, that Amani Toomer did, I'm sure, when he was a free agent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The guys that you can talk about. And unfortunately, Saquon's not in that world anymore. Again, it's not his fault because the Giants clearly were done with him. The Giants wanted to move on, and that was obvious, despite offering that same contract a year before. But after last season, they were ready to move on. And that just is what it is. And it sucks for him. Because he had a chance to be one of those guys, and he wanted to be one of those guys. It just wasn't afforded to him.
Let's go to Randy in Brooklyn. What's up, Randy?
Hey, first of all, Dicky, you're spot on. You know, you guys got to make your money. Your contracts that they give, the 4 years, the 5 years, it's just ridiculous what these NFL players are making in the beginning and then their own. But I have to say about your partner there. You're such a crybaby. If you don't like what's going on, you're saying they're dead. The Giants didn't want to pay him. They didn't want to pay OBJ. And if Alonzo leaves and goes to Philly and gets his money,
hold on, they did pay OBJ. But they did pay OBJ. That's the only reason they were able to trade him, because nobody else was going to give him the deal that he needed and wanted.
Randy, we agree at the same time, but you're not listening. You're not listening very carefully. No, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
No, wait. I'm listening because I'm going to lose you. I'm going to Rockaway.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening carefully. If Alonzo leaves. Next year, how could we say as a Met then he's dead to us if the Mets didn't want to pay him?
I'm going to explain it. I want to explain it, Randy. If he goes because the Mets don't pay him, we will be angry at the New York Mets. No question about it. I will be angry at the New York Mets. I will scream about the New York Mets. But if he goes to Philadelphia, what are we going to do when he walks back into our building on April 20th, 2025? We're going to give him a round of applause, or are we going to look at him as the enemy that he is? What's going to happen, Randy?
But this is the same enemy when he won the home run derby that he donated his $1 million to the New York Fire Department.
But Randy, he's an awesome dude.
Yeah.
I love Pete Alonso. He's a charitable guy. He's an awesome guy. Remember the difference between sports and real life.
Hmm.
You can dislike someone on the field and say they're awesome as a human.
Right.
There are so many Yankees I think that about. You know how I couldn't stand Mariano Rivera? I couldn't stand that guy?
Yeah.
I'm aware that Mariano's a dude.
Right.
Like, understand the difference. Debt to me shouldn't be taken the way you're taking it, the way Saquon took it. It's from a sports perspective.
And I think that's the biggest thing that you can come out of this. when we the things that we talk about, the things that we say on this station, the things that fans say in stadiums and arenas and ballparks, etc., all of that is not personal. It has nothing to do with me as the athlete versus me as the person, or Saquon as the athlete versus Saquon the person. Those things don't matter.
No.
And it gets really easy, especially when you're an athlete and you hear a sports criticism and the first thing you do is say, they are attacking me personally. And that's wrong, right? Because how can they? They don't actually know you personally.
Right.
They're only attacking this persona, this character that you play on the stage, right? This world is a stage and we're all just actors, right? We're all just characters in it. Sports is so much more that.
Right.
You're literally on a stage.
Absolutely.
Right? And you are a character in this drama that's happening real time in sports. And so when we talk about you, Saquon, or Tom Brady, or Pat Mahomes, or Lamar Jackson, or whoever the heck it may be, we're talking about that guy. Now, if you want to go get in trouble and do some dumb stuff off the field, we will talk about
of
you
course.
Personally.
Of
like,
course.
We will, you go do that, we will also incorporate that. But for the most part, all we care about is you as the player.
Yeah, and I want to dumb it down then for Randy and anybody else, who because he brought up the specificity of Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the dumbing it down of dead to me in a sports world. And let's take out the psychos that are going to threaten families. That's right. Not something I would do or right. Any sane person would
and
do.
By the way, some stupid people do that.
Yeah, and they're idiots. Okay? They're schmucks. And that's not who I am, and that's not who you are. That's not even who Loogie is. Or Sean. We're not like that. And then, obviously, those people are idiots. But from a sports dumbing down perspective, let me explain it this way. The Mets didn't want Jacob DeGrom back, right?
Right.
I was angry at the Mets for that decision. He went to Texas. No issue with that. My son still wears a DeGrom jersey. Mm-hmm. I still love Jacob DeGrom. Quote, he's not dead to us. If he went to Atlanta, again, he did the same thing, right? Same decision, took the money. Mets didn't want him back. I wouldn't let my freaking kid wear his jersey, nor would I wear his jersey. And that's all I think we mean when we're having the fun of fans when we say dead to us. Not if I see him on the street, I'm going to spit on him. I mean, that's not mm-hmm. what we're talking about. It's the fandom of it.
Yeah.
It's the idea that when a guy walks back into your stadium, you give him a standing ovation, which happens sometimes for guys when they're gone. But sometimes if they go to the wrong team, they're not getting that.
Right. At least not in the short term.
No, not in the short term. We'll get to your calls next, 877-337-6666. If you had 2:30 p.m. in the pool for when the New York Mets would make the right decision and postpone opening day, you're correct. Because it is official now. The New York Mets have tweeted out that opening day is scheduled for tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. against the Brewers. Has officially been postponed and rescheduled for Friday at 1:40 p.m. So they actually moved back the start time a half hour. Not sure why. So if you had tickets for tomorrow's game and you can still go Friday, great. You'll get a much nicer day. You use those same tickets that you had for opening day for Thursday. You use it on Friday. For those that can't go on Friday but we're going to go on Thursday, it sucks. I mean, it's just, I wish I had a better answer than it sucks. But this is the risks of playing baseball in late March. The weather can be crappy. Then again, it rains all the time. So that's the risks of games in June,
right.
July, too.
Right.
But I give the Mets credit because the key to this whole thing was getting it done and not letting and making people wait. And dare I say, opening up the gates tomorrow to have people stare at a tarpaulin with rain falling on it. So the Mets made a very wise decision. This is the second year in a row this is happening because this happened last year as well for the home opener where it got postponed back a day. But that's why they have the extra day in the standings, or the extra day in the schedule to start the year. So the New York Mets will open up the season one day later now, Friday, March 29th, 1:40 p.m., Mets against the Brewers. Yankees are good to go because there's a dome in Houston. And speaking of which, when the Mets tweet this out, I naturally click on the tweet, and I'm telling you, like 70% of the responses were, quote, get a roof, you poverty franchise.
What?
I'm like, what? Get a roof, you loser franchise. Get a roof, you poverty franchise. I'm reading it all right now. Actually, the weather looks good, according to Mike Donaburner. No, the weather does not look good. There's a 98% chance of rain. But it's amazing. You ready for this? This is gonna rock your brain what I'm about to tell you. The last five Mets opening days. Are you ready?
Okay.
2020, postponed COVID. 2021, postponed COVID.
Mm.
2022, postponed lockout. 2023, postponed rain. 2024, postponed rain.
Wow.
We're on fire, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know if I realized that.
Well, why was it postponed in 21 because of COVID?
Because the Mets were scheduled to open up. Oh, you don't even remember this. The Mets were scheduled to open up in Washington, D.C. There was a COVID outbreak on the Nationals.
Oh,
they did not play the entire weekend while baseball started.
That's right.
The Mets then opened on like a Monday night in Philadelphia. That's when I went to the game.
Yeah, that's
to keep
that's right.
Opening day streak alive.
Wait, were you supposed to go to the Nationals game?
No.
Oh, wow.
So you would have broken your streak.
I was in line to have my streak broken.
So yes. COVID saved your streak.
In a weird way, COVID saved my streak.
Interesting.
There's a chance I would have reacted anyway and done something. Maybe I would have gone. I don't know. But yeah, COVID on the Nationals postponed 21. 22 was the lockout. Like, I know there's this weird thing. Pete Alonso mentioned this a few weeks ago, how he has not had a season opening game at Citi Field in his Mets career. And you hear that and you're like, what? How is that possible? And when you think about it, it actually makes a lot of sense. In 2019, they opened on the road, okay? 2020, they open at home.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the stands.
Right.
We don't count that. 2021, they opened on the road. 2022, they're supposed to open at home. There's a lockout. So the schedule gets pushed back. They end up opening on the road. 2023, they open on the road. 2024, this year, the schedule will open at home. So when you look at lockout, when you look at COVID, when you look at nobody in the stands, that's somehow how you get to the fact that the Mets have not had a home season opener with fans in the stands since, crazily enough, 2018, which is remarkable. So good job by the Mets. No game tomorrow. Game on Friday, 1:40 first pitch.
Not for nothing. Those fans are right, and I know it's a little late. This is still a disgrace that we built all these new stadiums, and if you want to eliminate MetLife, there should have been retractable roofs on these stadiums.
I mean, it's too late, though, man.
I know it's too late.
MetLife, I wouldn't want it because the elements of football in the winter, they're fine.
Like, but you could have had Final Fours, but that's beside the point. The amount of times
you need, I guess MetLife, but do you care about doing a Final Four at MetLife when you can do it at Madison?
You're right,
Garden?
Tiki. You know what, Tiki? They don't do it in the small arenas, but you're right
know,
on that.
But you know what I mean.
But the bottom line is this: how many times, and we're going to do this all summer, the forecast, we shouldn't in the Northeast be checking the forecast when you build new stadiums.
I've heard this said a lot, and I want to give you the real answer, and I want every single Yankee fan and Met fan to really think about what I'm about to tell you, because what I'm about to tell you is real. Even though years before City and Yankee Stadium were built, there were proposals for a Mets Stadium with a dome and a Yankee Stadium with a dome. I don't think it was ever realistic. And then obviously 9/11 hits, we hit a financial crisis, it was never going to happen. But it's very expensive to build a dome. What if I told you there could have been a dome? We would never have opening day rained out. The compromise is, since it's so expensive, one stadium. And it's shared by both the New York Yankees and the New York Mets.
I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in. I already share it with my football teams. It doesn't bother me. And I know we're the big brother anyway. So just be like the Mets playing in the Yankees.
You know what? That's probably why my knee-jerk reaction is, hell no. I'm not sharing a stadium with you.
I'm just so tired of being a ticket holder to a game and having to sweat a week out on the forecast
know,
and the
dude.
Day of. It's a disgrace when you think about all the money that was poured into these stadiums. I'm sorry, it is.
Obviously, in a perfect world, we're not worrying about weather. We're not worrying about rain, whether it's in July or March. We're not worrying about really cold weather. I just think it was unrealistic. You know how expensive a dome was going to be?
I get it, and I get
that. Taxpayers were paying for it, Sean.
I know. Taxpayers. The union prices make it much more expensive than doing it in Texas or Arizona.
That's why the Giants and the Jets didn't do it at MetLife, because it was just that building is almost as expensive as the one in Texas.
Yeah, and it's Jerry World. Yeah.
And it's not even close to it.
Our union prices are higher.
Well, and also, I want you to do that. This is right up Tiki's alley, but let's play the financial game. Let's say the Mets had a dome. We'll use the Mets as an example since they just had opening day rained out. Mm-hmm. Great. Don't have to worry about weather. So maybe there are more people going to Saturday's game. Forget opening day. Opening day is going to sell it anyway.
Right.
How many more people are actually going? And how many years would it take for that extra money you're bringing in to pay for the fact that the dome was going to cost you $500 million?
Right. And that's the number. It's a half a billion dollars more.
So let's say, because I think, you draw better, don't get me wrong, but let's say on Saturday afternoon against the Brewers, instead of an announced crowd of 27,000, there's 32,000. Maybe there is 5,000 more people, but I even doubt that.
Yeah, and the challenge is you'd almost need it to be retractable, which is even more money.
Has to be retractable.
Because the last thing you want to do in the summer in New York is go sit inside
100%
and watch a baseball game.
No, you need it retractable.
You need that in like Arizona, right? Vegas, when they eventually get a stadium or a baseball team. But in New York, you want it. You want the atmosphere
you
of being
do.
Outside.
The negative, and just to back up your point, is I use like an example, a conversation I had with my wife literally 2 hours ago. We're talking about Sunday's game, taking the whole family to Sunday's game. And my wife's answer is, what's the temperature?
Mm-hmm.
She has a cutoff. If it is a certain temperature, she ain't going.
I'm that way with golf.
Right. So
I'm serious,
so
man.
I'm debating
it's 35
like,
degrees. No, thank you, man. I'm good.
But here's what's easy about golf. You decide not to go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, I got to get extra tickets. But then I get the extra tickets. It's too cold for her. So I'm screwed. And by the way, I'm not alone. I think I represent a lot of people where you're not even sure. Should I get the tickets? Should I not get the tickets? And then you're waiting on a weather forecast.
Yeah.
Opening day is such a different animal because they're going to sell out anyway. They have that built-in off day as they're using again this season.
Mm-hmm.
But that regular, like, Tuesday night against Detroit next week.
If it's the same. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, I know.
Either come and sit in the rain or don't come at all.
And you don't think they could draw 10,000 more if it was closed and warm?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know if... Here's the question. It's an April night. I'll use this week. Let's use it as an example. April night, Tuesday night, Mets Tigers. They're going to announce, let's say, 24,000 people, which is like a fair guess. How many more people are really going because there's a dome?
More?
How many more people?
I think you get at least 36.
But you're nuts.
Wow. Dude,
you're
and people nuts. Itching for baseball, and you get them to warmth
it's
inside.
It's a
people love baseball here.
Sean, we love baseball. There's 81 of them for each team.
Now picture being able to go and get your itch scratched earlier,
Sean,
because it's not going to be freezing.
I love you, and I love the sport, and I'm very excited for opening day. My favorite day is the next day, but you're telling me you think there'd be 36,000 people at Citi Field to see Mets Tigers?
Our minds have changed, man. The reason you're not getting it is not because it's 81 games. You're not getting it because people don't want to freeze their ass off in April.
Mm. I think there are people that don't go because they don't want to freeze their ass off. I don't think it's 12,000 people. All right, let's get back to your calls. Obviously, you heard Tiki respond to Saquon, who responded to Tiki, responded to Saquon. You can rewind the Odyssey app right at 2 o'clock to hear it if you missed it. Let's go to Sonny in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. You usually don't call 2 days in a row, but I had to defend Tiki here. Listen, when Eli left, who was my favorite player of all time, and Tiki are obviously up there in the top three.
Right.
And Taylor is in there as well. You know, we needed someone to root for, and Barkley was the easy one, right? Great talent, great stand-up guy. And I think he's just listening to the wrong people, number one. Number two, if he goes, Tiki, how long have you been on the fan?
I've been on the fan only for 3 years now, but on CBS Sports Radio for 13.
Okay, but I've been listening to you since you've been on the fan.
Right, and so for 3 years, 2.5 years.
I don't remember, and maybe you have, but and maybe you, the only thing you negative you said is maybe because he gets injured too much. But you said, and you praised Barkley for 3 years on this station.
Right.
I don't know if he realizes that, and I think he's just listening to the wrong people. Now that he's in Philly, Philly's just feeding into that, and I think Barkley doesn't know what he's talking about, and I hope that this doesn't ruin his legacy, because all Giant fans, I think, still, you know, love Barkley. At least I do, and I had no problem with him going to Philly, because he made the right decision, business decision. I think his anger is misdirected and should be towards the Giants. And I think in the long run, this adds to the spice of the rivalry between the Giants and Philly, especially with Barkley coming back.
In some ways, you're right.
You know, Tiki, he's going to have a big game, and he's going to say, I told you so. I told you to the Giants, the fans, and to that guy, you know, at WFAN. You know that.
Hey. He's going to mention you in the postgame interview.
Right. Well, look, the reason you hate it is because we loved him.
Yeah.
We loved him. It's not like, oh, he's just a guy. Right? James Bradberry is a perfect example. James Bradberry was a good Giant.
Nobody cared that he was an Eagle.
Exactly.
We cared when he committed a bad holding penalty that cost him a championship.
We wanted to keep him.
Right.
But he ended up being a cap casualty, so he leaves, and he goes to the Eagles. We didn't get up in arms about it.
Right.
Because he wasn't on his way to being a Giant great.
Yeah, no,
by the way,
right.
We did for Steve Smith.
Yes.
Because we thought he was on his way to being a Giant great receiver.
Yes, that's right.
Same vitriol.
Very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
Close.
Evan is calling from Weehawken. What's up, Evan?
What's up, Evan?
Evan, you would consider yourself a man of the people, right?
I try to be, yes.
Well, there's maybe 5 to 10 of us out there that were just absolutely dying to get our pictures taken and maybe get our Bob Carpenter scorebook signed by you with your half-shaven beard at opening day.
Well, I'll make you a deal because I understand the disappointment that I was going to have a half-shaven beard and then, of course, Pete Alonso told me otherwise. Someday I'm going to shave this beard. At some point, that's going to happen. after Pete Alonso signs with the Mets, hopefully. And I think it's only fair for you, Evan, since you called up this radio station, and it clearly means a lot to you, that when I shave the beard, I'll only do half at first, so that we could take that picture together that we were not able to take on opening day 2024. Does that seem fair?
That sounds lovely. I'm just a little worried that this breaking of the promise might mush the Mets season. I have a pretty good pulse on this. I called you and Craig last year after the Mets got destroyed by the Brewers in the second series of the year, and I said the season was over.
Yes.
And it feels like the same juju is happening here.
It's my fault. Why, if anything, I'm listening to what the key Met player wants. If anything, that should help the juju. That should help the Mets have a performance. Their best player, or one of their best players, didn't want me to cut the beard. He said it meant something to him. It meant something to the fans for the beard to continue. So if anything, that should have the complete opposite effect when it comes to juju. By the way, I saw something very disturbing last night, and I'm so glad that my oldest son no longer watches Paw Patrol. Do your girls watch Paw Patrol, Sean?
One does. One is out on it.
Yeah. This will not bother you because you're a Yankee fan, but it was just announced that Aaron Judge will appear in a Paw Patrol spinoff episode of Rubbling Crew this summer.
We will have
an animated Aaron Judge. It's an episode titled The Crews Build a Ballpark. Judge isn't able to attend a home run derby, so Rubble and friends help him build a ballpark to host the derby in Builder Cove.
That is cool.
I like that plot line.
So you're asking me what my issue is?
No, that's cool. I like that.
No, it's very cool.
But what's your issue with Paw Patrol?
My issue isn't with Paw Patrol. My issue is with my son loving Paw Patrol.
Why?
And then seeing Aaron Judge appear and having that affect maybe his love for his baseball team.
It's great. He could grow up a Yankee Laker fan.
Yeah, my youngest is not really into Paw Patrol yet. He still hasn't made that. My oldest just grew out of Paw Patrol. But what I know is that Aaron Judge is making a guest appearance on Paw Patrol.
He's going to be immortalized in cartoon.
Yes.
That's when you know you've made it.
That's when you know you've made it.
I was in an episode of Wah Wah Wubsy.
What's that?
Wah Wah Wubsy is old. I mean, I don't know if they make it anymore, but it was just, it maybe only lasted a couple of seasons, but I did a guest appearance in Wah Wah Wubsy.
That's another episode we all need to watch. We need to check out. What's it called? Wah Wah Wubsy?
Yes.
Wah Wah Wubsy. Speaking of the Yankees and speaking of the Mets, when we come back, an observation on how expectations for both teams have completely changed as we get closer to opening day. Why does it seem like Yankee fans are eating up negativity and all of a sudden Met fans believe? We'll get into it next. Toll-free number is 877-337-6666.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.